Welcome back to Foreman and Wolf on Food and Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
This is sort of rugged to do this on a Sunday where people maybe haven't had breakfast or brunch yet, or an entire program on eggs.
Well, it's a good day to talk about it. Maybe
we will make it more interesting as we go along, because at the very end we'll talk about wine with eggs.
There you go.
Gives us an excuse.
And we could even talk about cooking eggs and wine. How about that?
That sounds good.
There you go.
Let's go back and catch one basic. I think we need to flesh out a little bit more. It's going to sound really silly, but boiling eggs,
sure.
Hard-boiled eggs or soft-boiled eggs.
I love soft-boiled eggs. I think it's fun, too, you know, to get the little egg cups, and then you have your little boiled egg in there, and you cut the top off, and you dunk your little, as they call them, soldiers, which are thin slices of toast into, oh, I love
it's
that.
It's a shame
little
people
salt.
Can't see your hand motions on the radio.
I'm so excited
that you
about
make.
It.
It's like Chef Cindy Wolf's dollhouse and egg cups.
Mm-hmm. So when you go to soft boil an egg, once you're, again, room temperature egg, a good pan.
Room temperature meaning they were out for how long?
Yeah, an hour.
Okay, out for
and,
an hour.
And if you don't have, if you're like, okay, I want eggs now, I'm not waiting an hour, I totally understand that. You'll be fine. It's just better if they're out for an hour. Do not let them out for 7 hours, please.
What you're after is a gentle change in temperature, right?
Exactly. So your water comes up to a boil. You gently, with a slotted spoon, hopefully, place them in the water, and 60 seconds produces a soft boiled egg. Why are you laughing? Tony's laughing for some strange reason.
I'm just
reason.
Imagining you with a timer.
I didn't say anything about a timer.
Do you
I
use
said
a
60
timer?
Seconds. No.
Okay.
So they're in there for 60 seconds, and that will produce a soft egg, which you can then, you know, have with your little soldiers and dip your little soldiers in there.
Vertically cut toast.
Vertically cut toast.
Okay.
I think the English call them that, maybe.
Yeah, I think the English call them
soldiers. We'll probably get a letter about that now. So, and then if you want to have a hard-boiled egg, you turn the water down. You do not want hard-boiled eggs to bang around in that pot because that will crack them. So you want gentle agitation in the pan. So, simmering water. So turn the pan down to a simmer and 6 minutes. So
and
it's 60 seconds for a soft-boiled egg. And, you know, you can go a minute and a half with a soft-boiled. It's entirely up to you with how firm you want that yolk to be in for a soft-boiled egg. But a minute or 90 seconds and then 6 minutes from simmer. Should be perfect. And then obviously you want to go immediately into shocking water. So ice water to stop the cooking process of the egg. And they're pretty firm. You know, it's a dense material. So you want to really keep them in there for a couple of minutes and cool them down. And then that'll stop that. And they shouldn't be green. They shouldn't be oxidized, which is what happens if you overcook a hard-boiled egg. And also, again, getting back to that whole thing of at a low simmer to boil that egg, that way the white won't be tough and you'll enjoy the white much more.
Salted water, not salted water?
No salt. Not necessary. And the other thing about a boiled egg, I love boiled eggs let me rephrase this. I love smoked salmon or cured salmon, and a wonderful garnish for that is boiled egg, white, and yolk separately.
Cooked hard.
Cooked hard. So once you boil your egg, you can separate the yolk from the white, and you can just push both of those through a tammy. Oh, my gosh. It makes a great garnish for cured or smoked salmon, so I highly suggest doing that.
We recently had a caller talking about what he had in his cabinet. Mm-hmm. We're trying to help him make a dish up, and I was talking about essentially a hangover cure of making a hash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's of whether it's potatoes or root vegetables, whatever that might be, and onion and whatever protein is around that you're making crispy in a saute pan, a soft boiled egg, even better than a poached egg.
Yeah.
On that kind of thing where you get the texture of it.
Yeah, that's fun. And then for a poached egg, you know, I think that you need a little bit wider bottom pot. You want about 4 inches of water. And again, you don't want your eggs to bang into each other. So you're giving... They're out of the shell, obviously, now for a poached egg, but you want to have plenty of room for those eggs to cook and not catch on to each other if you're doing, say, 4. You could probably do 4 at a time in a decent-sized small pot. And you want 3 tablespoons of white wine vinegar or just white vinegar, and that will help to coagulate the egg once it hits the water. And you want that water to be simmering when you go to, and again, you're taking your egg out of the shell, you're putting it in a little ramekin. It could be a Pyrex dish. It could be any little cuppy thing. You could use your coffee cups if you don't have Pyrex dishes or whatever, a little ramekin. And you just gently pour that whole egg into the spot where it's simmering. Simmering, low simmer. And slide it in. And then it will form. And if you're going to eat them right away, then, you know, you cook them until they're the the temperature, you know, the doneness that you want them to be, typically maybe a minute or less. And if you're not going to eat them right away and you're trying to, you know, you're doing a big party or it's Christmas morning or some holiday morning and you want to have your eggs poached off ahead of time, so all you have to do is just hit them in the water quickly for a second before you serve them, you shock them in ice water again. And this gives you the opportunity to kind of clean up the white a little bit because, you know, the whole white is not going to perfectly form around.
Trim and make it pretty.
Yeah. So it gives you the chance to use your good kitchen scissors and just kind of clean up that white a little bit if you're actually pre-cooking them.
What about poaching eggs? And you're talking about poaching eggs in salted water, right?
Vinegar and water.
Vinegar and salted water. Mm-hmm. What about poaching them in white wine, red wine, stock?
Yeah, I love poached eggs in red wine. There's a classic French dish called eggs murette, and the garnishes, you would have brioche toast on the plate, you would have lardon, which is small crispy pieces of bacon, and button mushrooms, and a red wine reduction sauce on the plate. It's a very rich, really amazing, great winter time.
It's a reduction of that poaching liquid,
mm-hmm.
right?
And you would poach your eggs in red wine, and you know, same method, but it's just you're just using red wine,
and
it is so
there.
Good. I love that dish, eggs murette, M-E-U-R-E-T-T-E.
It's a great dinner dish because you can serve them on little brioche toast,
mm-hmm.
and with the garnishes and sauce and whatnot around.
Yeah, I see that as a Sunday evening by the fire dinner.
Good bottle of Cru Beaujolais, that kind of
thing.
There
you go. That sounds great. But yeah, poached eggs, I mean, there's just so many different things you could, well, and also when you think about like the fried egg, there's another way in France that they'll put thin slices of ham, a really, really great piece of ham in.
Yeah. The dish is one of the impossible ones to pronounce, is sur le plat.
There we go.
Which is literally eggs on the plate.
I love that. So you would actually put your ham in, get it hot, flip it over, and then you would just add your two whole eggs to that and fry them in with the ham. That's another great, like, I could see eating that on a Sunday night.
Yeah, that's fun. A little oil in the pan. Mm-hmm. You get the piece of ham, the slice of ham crispy, and then crack the eggs
flavor.
Right on it.
Yeah, that's delicious.
Let them fry on there.
And a little brioche toast there would be nice.
No question. The So let's for just at least 1 second, let's step outside of France and talk about eggs in a different place.
Okay.
So what other egg dishes do you love that are not French?
We have Spain and Italy. So, you know, Italy is the frittata and Spain is the tortilla, not to be confused with a Mexican tortilla, which is a thin piece of bread-like dough, right? So you have...
We get confused with that sort of thing. So the classic Spanish tortilla is a big favorite.
Oh, I love it. I agree.
So how is that similar? How is that different from a quiche?
Oh, very. Okay, so, well, quiche has dough. So you're going to make a pie dough, and then you're going to fill it with a custard. And so you bake, blind bake your dough and your tart shell, and then you make a custard of eggs, cream, salt, pepper, and then traditionally it would be Gruyere cheese and lardon, but you could add whatever you want to your quiche.
For quiche Lorraine, that's
for
the,
quiche Lorraine.
Most of the garnishes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you would bake that in the oven. So that's what quiche is. So eggs, cream, seasoning, and whatever interior ingredients you want. And then a frittata is an egg that is scrambled and then mixed with the ingredients. And that could be, you know, zucchini and confit tomatoes with a little cheese. It could be really whatever you want it to. But a frittata is like an open face omelet. I mean, that, you know, we always think of the traditional French omelet as being either folded over once or folded twice and having these garnishes in the interior of the egg, but not mixed in with the egg. That is truly the difference in the dishes. One is open, not folded. The one that's open and not folded has the ingredients mixed in with the egg, and an omelet is filled with the ingredients and it's folded.
It's funny. Frittata is, it, like so much Italian food, it's so regional. You see everything from a frittata is almost being like an omelet that's done in a water bath.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a very long time in the oven in a big porcelain dish with the garnishes already in there. You'll see it where you prepare the very quickie style that you often see in the South, or like in Campania, where bacala is like fried in a pan,
mm-hmm.
and onions are fried in a pan, and preserved tomatoes from the previous summer are fried in the pan, and that's all gotten hot, and then you whisk the eggs, and literally, you know, just pour them right on top of the garnishes that
mm-hmm.
are in the pan,
mm-hmm.
and turn that out upside down,
right.
Already browned on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny how many different variations there are of just that particular dish, which is eggs and stuff.
Right. Well, and with that, you can actually cook it all the way on the stovetop, depending on how many eggs you put in. Or you can just, you know, you have a hot pan. You're probably using oil now. Your pan has to be hot. This is not gently cooked, you know, eggs like we were talking about before. This is no. pretty hot pan. And, you know, I mean, the word frittata means it's a form of the word fried in Italian. So it is literally fried eggs. And frankly, tortilla also means kind of the same thing, fried eggs. Not what we think of as fried eggs, but the word fried meaning that there's oil in the pan and that the eggs are, it's hot and it's going in and you're seeing this very quick coagulation of the egg. So you're doing it on the stovetop. I think with the tortilla, there are two traditional ingredients in a tortilla, which is potatoes and eggs, and you know that and then at some point onions were added, but that's not necessarily originally traditional. And those potatoes are what go in the pan first for a tortilla, a Spanish tortilla. They're sliced, so it's discs, thin discs of potato that would go into a hot pan with oil, and then you add the egg. And that's how you make your tortilla. That's, again, open face. It goes into the oven to finish and would have a good amount of potato in it. And nowadays might have onion. And they usually differentiate it. They'll usually tell you if it actually has onion in it, that'll say in Spanish.
And thin slices are not. You have to have a pretty big, the pretty big pan, one. You have to have it relatively, I don't know, solid heat, but not too hot. And you've got to steam those potatoes out a little bit before you add the eggs. And you're talking about, what, probably 10, 12 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Just to end up moving them around, flipping them around to get them to not brown, but to steam out consistently.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that you get a good texture, because the potatoes end up sort of layering up on top of them, of each other, with the egg as the binder of everything, right?
Yeah, well, tortilla in Spanish actually means tort or a cake. So
yeah.
You do think of it as, and that's where the layers come in. Those layers of potato, the layers of the egg, it's high, it's thick. So yes. And
there's so many good variations of that.
Yeah,
dish.
I was just going to say, I saw a recipe when I was kind of doing research for today, and it had chorizo, potato and garlic. And that's all I need. That sounds, you know, to put chorizo in there. I'm in love with chorizo, so that sounds great.
In Catalonia, they always have the mushrooms up in the mountains there. And so you always have, I mean, when you see them in the market in Barcelona, if you want to get a slice of tortilla, getting them with some of the mushrooms out of the forest,
mm-hmm.
As well as the potato, or like little spring onions out of the forest at that time of the year.
Well, and that's the thing also, this dish can be eaten hot or cold, so it's a great dish. You know, you're basically cutting a pie wedge out of either a frittata or a tortilla, and, you know, you have a little bit, you make a big one, you have some later for a snack later on in the afternoon or whatever.
Well, it's also really often a tapa. I mean, that's a...
Yeah, right,
If you're going to be out at a variety of different places for a long time throughout the course of your evening, that's a very solid absorber of wine.
There you go. That's good. I like that. There's so many things you can do with eggs. I mean, that's it. They're inexpensive. They're completely accessible. So, you know, we're lucky we can get some really great fresh ones on top of everything else. And it's just so versatile. I mean, you can make souffle. You can make, obviously, we're not going to talk about pastry, but there's a million different pastries. But, you know, there's just so many uses for an egg. All right, Tony, let's hear some egg dishes from you. What you got?
I'm sure
you make a million things.
A million, no. Certainly the baby eggs are a constant thing. A big favorite for me, a big breakfast favorite, is chilaquiles. It's one of these dishes that came about from, and I've had it in California a bunch of times, and we'll make it at home or in restaurants. And the dish is tortillas. It's essentially taking the tortillas that you didn't use, you know, like you cut them down to size.
A real tortilla, no. We're talking about a Mexican tortilla.
Mexican tortilla.
Okay, cool.
And usually fresh flour tortillas.
Okay.
And you warm them up in a combination of salsa verde and white chicken stock, if you have it.
Okay.
Or pork stock, if you want it to be heavier.
That seems like a good idea.
Yeah. And salsa verde, I mean, there are a million recipes for salsa verde, but the important things are that the jalapenos are fresh, and you don't make it super crazy hot by using all the seeds and all the all the pith from the inside of the pepper. Lots and lots of cilantro, citrus. The olive oil that you use is neutral. You know, but that's the onion that you use is fresh. Those are the important things with that salsa. But it should be just, you know, vibrantly green and have some spice, but not too much. And you can use more or less of the stock, depending upon how much of that flavor you want. But you warm the tortillas in a, you know, almost a slurry of that.
Okay.
To get them hot. And then serve the tortillas on a plate with more of the salsa verde on that. Slices of fresh avocado. And then you serve scrambled eggs. And the scrambled eggs, you can finish them with queso fresco if you want to, which is a very neutral cheese. You can finish them with a little bit of like crispy pork can be fantastic as a garnish on that. But the texture of the avocado and the egg, the tortilla that's soft and warmed up in that, and the slightly spicy mixture is a fantastic thing. It is impossible to consume that without a very clean, fresh beer, regardless of the time of the morning when you're having that dish.
And it's not rolled, it's open?
It's open. It's open. Yeah, you, you lay the tortillas out on a big plate, and it's a very fun, like if you have a big group, you could do it on a big platter, and it's a fantastic thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very fun. Do you have a favorite Mexican-inspired egg dish?
I do. One of my cooks makes huevos rancheros, and oh my gosh, the first time he made it,
about Francisco. He's a brilliant cook.
Is a very good cook, and oh my goodness, and the it's a poblano pepper stuffed with rice and ground meat, and then the eggs are actually fried in oil, and it's just a
and
whole
the stuffed
bunch
peppers
of
the garnish.
Goodness, yeah, it's absolutely delicious. It's a lot of work, well, because we're cooking for 30 people, but for employee meal when we make it, but wow, it's a great dish. I would definitely learn how to make that and execute it at home.
Yeah, celebratory breakfast dishes. I mean, that's kind of, and it's funny that in every culture, I mean, just you can make fantastic fried rice,
mm-hmm.
and whether you finish it with a scrambled egg or a poached egg is terrific. Poaching an egg in plum wine is a great thing to do for fried rice, and the fried rice can be as spicy as you want it to be. You can add fruit to it if you want to. It's also a great utilizer. I mean, this has got to be the lowest cost, food cost program we've ever done.
Exactly. Well, I think that's important.
When we come back to Formula Wolf on Food and Wine, we'll get into crepes, a little bit of pastry, and then wine with eggs. Mm-hmm.